Welcome back to another episode of iRescue Radio. I'm Roy.
I'm out of order.
Yes, you are. Does that really matter, though?
Well, some days.
Well, just say it, Jody.
I'm out of order.
No, I mean...
You want me to say no to
you? You're holding you in contempt of court.
Yeah, right? Probably. But I'm okay.
And I'm Dan.
Today was not... Oh, Jody, just poured coffee right down his shirt. Not that that's quite abnormal.
See, and I'm going to remember this forever.
Right. See, we've got a guest in the studios today. Mm-hmm. Let us introduce... Can't we just come up with a name that sounds really austere?
Boy Wonder.
There you go, like the Boy Wonder.
Tyrone.
That does not sound austere.
Oh, sounds like a steer.
Theophilus.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
What is that?
Well, it was a student today.
Androgynes?
Yes.
Theophilus Androgynes.
I think we digress.
It sounds like medication.
His name was Sean.
Right.
Terrier Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call him Bill.
Sure.
Bill.
Better than Matt.
Have you guys ever been sitting somewhere, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, one ear goes completely deaf, and it's followed by something that sounds like this.
Oh, yeah.
Comes back slowly over time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's from listening to too much rock and roll.
In your case, probably.
Or bad paying jobs with loud equipment.
Well,
stamping industry.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Jackhammers.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, quite frankly, if we had a listening audience that would email us questions, we'd have topics to talk about. But due to the fact that we don't, and virtually we have free reign in the helm.
And of, realm.
Mm-hmm. Of pro CBR. There isn't anybody to stop us.
No.
Our engineer's gone.
Yeah, he's on. He's out.
Fearless leader, Paul.
He'll be back next week, though.
Yeah.
I feel a Twisted Sister song coming on.
We're not gonna take it! Wait a minute, that was Quiet Riot.
No, it wasn't.
That was too loud. That's what that was.
Was it Quiet Riot?
I think it was Quiet.
My time.
I think it was Quiet Riot.
That was Twisted.
Well, you know what? I've got a question. Mm. We've got our intern, Tyler, with us today.
Yes, that is my real name.
Intern, yeah. Tyler.
Not if intern.
If we could think of something more...
profound.
Yeah. Dark. Not dark.
Sinister.
No. Mysterious.
Mysterious.
We'll come up with it.
Phoenix.
Studio name.
Call him Phoenix.
Phoenix.
No.
Nighthawk.
Nighthawk. There we go.
Just absolutely makes no sense. And it's just, I like Tyler. Tyler's a good name. Tyler?
It's worked well for the past few years.
Maybe Tyler's not his real name.
And several dates based on that.
Right. It's probably fake.
This is Nighthawk.
It's probably something like,
we'll go out with me tonight.
Hi, this is Nighthawk. I'm going to need to rock your world. Want to go get some coffee? Tyler, you're a college student.
Yes, I am.
You're thinking of going to China this summer.
I am going to China. I'm past the
checkbook and God willing.
Yes.
I wonder what kind of health and medical problems he might run into in Asia Majora.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. In fact, it's so good that it's actually required for me to go over there in any travel abroad program that I have looked at. Health insurance is automatically included.
Really?
Not even optional. Like, if you're going over there, you're getting health insurance.
Wait a minute, though. Yeah, I was going to say, you can't really just go to your local health insurance dealer, right?
Nope. It's part of whoever sends you over there. Mm-hmm. The school that you go through will spot it for you. And it's also optional to get through my school.
Interesting.
But it's included in a lot of programs there. So
that's a good idea.
Well, there's obviously a lot that could, you know, happen.
Well, the question I would have is, have you called around to any Chinese hospitals to see if they accept it?
It would be considered out of network.
Yeah. Jeez, we'd really like to help you with that chest pain, sir, but you're out of network. Like by a few thousand miles.
Jeez. Oh, try it in Taipei, maybe.
Not trying to be a rain cloud on your sunny day. I'm just saying.
I'm pretty sure that that's all taken care of, but if it's not...
Do not take the baby formula.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, leave the baby formula alone. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be an issue, Tyler, but I'm just saying that.
In fact, pretty much any milk product.
What about...
It'll be a whirlwind trip. It'll be a hurlwind trip.
Good one. That's a good one there.
That was a good one. I'm curious, so did you have to get a lot of immunizations, or do you have to still get them to go?
That's going to be a secret for me to find out.
So in other words, they hold that until the day before it goes.
Yeah, probably. Oh, the they're like, by the way.
Here's your 35 shots.
Here's your ticket, but before we give it to you.
Bend over.
Never knew I could get 12 shots in the rump at once.
I feel like a diabetic.
I feel like a diabetic catching up for the last 12 days. Oh, man. Well, did they warn you about anything? Can you drink the water?
Yes, you can drink the water. The things that they warn you about is you cannot buy food from street vendors, or they suggest that you don't.
That's hilarious.
Not quite sure where that's coming from.
Did I tell you guys a story?
Story.
Well, no, I mean, this is a true story, and yeah. A friend of mine just got back from China, and they told him the same thing. Because there's street markets everywhere, right? Especially if you get off the beaten trail out of Hong Kong, you know.
Chinese buffets.
That's as Chinese as we get. Oh, I've been to those before.
Yeah, that's right.
They serve them out of metal tins, steamy water. No, but anyways, this friend of mine said that he really had said, my mission is to go there and eat everything that I can, never repeat a course, and yes, even try the market food.
Yeah.
So he was all caution to the wind. Never got sick.
Yep.
Really?
Now, I'd hate to hear that you went and got sick.
Well, after hearing that story, I mean, there's only one way to do this.
No, I know, but...
But there's a big difference.
Yeah.
See, he's talking street vendors and street food as opposed to shops and vendors. So the street food, the same thing happened when I went to Mexico.
Yeah.
You could see these people out there, and I vividly remember this because I was just watching for it.
Yeah.
So there was a guy in the corner selling all kinds of various sandwiches. He had all the condiments, mustard, ketchup, the whole shot right in this little wagon.
Sure.
None of it refrigerated. Ooh. We passed him at about 10 o'clock in the morning. Same guy, same exact containers, same exact utensils. No refrigeration was still there at 2 p.m. in the afternoon when we came back.
Jody, come on.
And...
You bought a sandwich.
And I did not buy a sandwich. And the worst part about this was, the mayonnaise, it was like...
They did not have mayonnaise on it.
It was 80 degrees outside. Big jar of mayonnaise sitting out there for well over 3 hours.
Oh, my lands.
I'm thinking, no, you don't want to be buying that.
Yeah.
And hepatitis is the big thing.
Yeah.
Hepatitis A.
Hepatitis A.
And B, actually.
Fecal oral is hepatitis A. Nice. So wash your hands.
Yes.
Often.
Okay.
In clean water. Often.
Often.
Does alcohol gel kill that? Let me think. I think it's bleach.
I think alcohol.
I think bleach is all it kills. Definitely have kill a. Just good hand washing practices.
Good hand washing kills it.
More than 15 seconds scrubby dub dub with antimicrobial soap if you've got it.
Right. Well, the CDC actually recommends the hand sanitizers are actually supposed to be better than soap when it's not visible crud stuck on your hands.
But is that also for Hep A?
Yes.
It is.
Yes. The visible crud on your hands, when there's actually, you see blood and guts and stuff on your hands, you know you're in the wrong place, first of all.
Yes.
And
good time to think twice about what you're into.
It's not when you stick your hands in your mouth.
No, and you may have more than hepatitis A to worry about.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's what the CDC recommends for hand hygiene.
There you go.
Is that hand washing is actually secondary to the scrubs and things that you put
in. Yeah, that's right. Hand
big change.
Big change. Yeah, big change.
Yep.
I think part of it too, Jody, is that CDC knows most people do what I call the McDonald's shuffle.
You better believe it.
Right?
You better believe it.
You know what the McDonald's shuffle is,
Tyler? I do not know what the McDonald's shuffle is.
Scrubbing up dub, who needs a tub, and out the door you go.
Yep. And barely touch the water. And
barely. Might do the fingertips.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
And I know that because I've used the restroom, and not that I'm really paying attention a lot to people around me. That's enough of that. But what I'm saying is,
didn't we get a center drink?
You can tell. No, that's not. Now you can hear when somebody goes to the sink from the time they turn the water on, turn the water off, get the paper towel, and get out the door. And I'm just here to tell you, a less than 5 seconds is not quite long enough.
No. And yet, now that we're on the topic of washing hands,
yeah,
Jody felt the need to change out our dispensers of soap containers in the office.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. And you barely get anything out.
No,
I had
to
put my hand under there like 5, 6, 7 times to get anything
out. Oh, so you're the one that's using all the soap up. Wondered.
It comes out as this expanded foam.
It's automatic, so you don't have to touch anything, which is more sanitary.
I understand that, but the quantity that's dispensed is woefully inadequate.
Dan, okay. You don't have to make snowmen out of it, though.
It is.
You know, can you see him doing that?
Just got a new mustache. New Santa Claus.
Shape of an ice cream cone.
Let's see if we can get Jody to eat it.
Jody, got some ice cream. He ate worms as a boy. He had brothers.
Jody, please deny that.
No, he can't.
I can't.
He did eat worms.
Oh, that's right. We had it on an episode. Yeah.
Jody, how's the weight?
Oh, I'm telling you guys. This is
I can't wait to hear.
Right now, I'm at 32 pounds loss in 7 weeks' time.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about.
Darn near skin and bones.
He's ectomorphic. Did you eat any more popcorn since last episode?
Jody!
No. Jody!
No.
Oh.
Oh. So you're gonna
no. You know what? He paused. No. I thought for
I know.
Sure it was
exactly right. No.
The pause was because last time I was so sick out of my
Did you
door.
Really get sick?
Oh.
Yeah. You I'll tell you what. All I know popcorn? Is I saw the look on Jody's eyes when we said Chinese buffet.
Yeah. He never turns it down.
But he turned. Stuttered.
He turned.
He stuttered.
I know.
Yeah. You know.
And then he came to his senses.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then we just all pile drive.
Tyler, Jody just doesn't eat a bag of popcorn.
We don't do bags. Bags, no. We
okay.
Don't do, that's fake.
I'm going to tell on you.
Okay.
I bought him as
cans,
a gift.
Vats,
I bought him
drums.
As a gift. A Whirly Pop popcorn.
Okay.
Popper. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, Whirly Pop, we won't charge you for that plug this time. But anyways, Whirly Pop popcorn. It makes a cup of corn, of unpopped
okay,
corn. That's
okay.
A lot of popcorn.
Yes.
Okay?
Not that thing.
Not according to Jody's law of popcorn. He didn't use it because it didn't make enough.
At one point.
Ever.
In one shot.
Oh.
I've used it.
The man fills a turkey roaster full... Of popcorn.
Not seeds.
No. Let's keep this thing somewhere in planet Earth. But he makes enough that it fills popped the large roaster full.
That's like 4 or 5 bags.
Thank you. And then drizzles a stick of butter.
But I have a family.
That's harsh.
Do you know how many calories are in a tab of butter? We estimated about 200 calories.
200. I have a family that enjoys popcorn with what?
I noticed but how you elbowed him out of the way.
He did. That's what he admitted last time. He said, well.
He held it up high.
Only a couple of us.
So how long did it last, though? Because there's amount of people and then there's time frame that you have to consider.
Can only imagine. It's.
It didn't extend between two different meals.
Yeah.
Well, see, what happened the last time when I did that popcorn?
Here comes the story.
Yep.
Only two of my children shared a little.
Oh, it just keeps going lower.
That means you threw a kernel at them and said, have fun.
Well, I didn't do it on purpose.
Right.
Just only two of them happened to eat a little popcorn that evening.
Sure.
And I consumed the rest.
Oh, my gosh. Polish, Jody.
That may be
of it. And when I say polish... I mean,
he was sucking on the curls that didn't pop.
I was sucking on the curls that didn't pop. I was rubbing the salt off the end.
Rubbing
of
the salt, running that tongue around the outside rim.
Oh
Just like making brownies.
Yep, exactly. So we're just trying to hold you to it.
So I've been good, though. I've been very good.
The moral of the story is 32 pounds, baby.
32 pounds.
He'd be sub 400. He would. If
you
got indulged.
You have all the time in the world until Monday morning. He made a goal.
Yeah. Monday.
Under 400 by Monday.
It's tough because I'm at the point where the weight doesn't come off quickly now.
Should we have said the amount?
Oh, yeah. You go ahead. I told you I'm on the last show.
You did?
I'm a big fella.
Well, yeah, but you don't. But you tall. Carry it well.
I'm tall. I'm very tall.
Big boned.
I'm under tall. That's my, no. I'm.
You're 6 foot what?
6 foot five.
And how big of feet?
My feet are size 15 to 16.
There you are.
Brand new shoe.
That's a big man.
That's, yeah.
A heap and of so human flesh.
My and wedding so ring fits inside his wedding ring.
My wedding ring is a
does
size.
Does it really?
My wedding ring is a size 15.
Same size as his,
it's like a shoe. Badger.
Yeah. Are we in Wisconsin? We're staring out the window.
Oh, yeah.
This mammoth beast runs across the parking lot.
Mammoth. It was the size of a woodchuck.
It was ginormous.
Yeah, okay. We're trying to have an iRescue radio show here, and everyone saw something glittery, shiny, and whipped their heads out the window.
We live in Michigan. We had the thrill of the kill.
There
it just
admit it,
bubbled.
Yeah. You thought it was a wolverine.
I thought it was a badger.
Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers.
Yeah, if we're in something else. We're as close to Wisconsin as you can get. It had to be a badger.
Well, track it down. It's just in the ravine out there.
Grab it by the tail, baby.
No, listen. I don't want no diseases.
No diseases. Send Tyler up. He's the intern.
There you go.
Tyler, get out there and chase that thing down.
I'm not under that foreign insurance.
Yes.
Exactly.
Tuck me in the stomach.
Oh, man. Well, we can really pretty much while away 20 minutes and just about worthless information, can't we?
We certainly can.
You got it.
You know,
there's a lot of not worthless information.
There is.
There is. Wow, good.
Now, if a listener ever has to travel abroad, they know that most abroad companies will give them insurance.
Regardless of whether it works or not.
Yes.
Don't eat the food there.
Yeah,
don't eat the food
there.
Wash hands properly.
Wash hands properly. I stand corrected.
Hand hygiene, we talked about, such as hand washing.
I guess we did not cover worthless material.
Before you leave the States.
Is that a true sentence? Probably I guess not. We did not cover
that's a double
worthless.
Negative.
That is a double negative.
So that no, means I said, positive. I guess we did not cover.
So that's a single negative.
Yeah.
So that means we did not cover it. Now, if you said we did not cover it, then
that's
be double
a double negative and causes all kinds of literary havoc.
Well, there's still literally
so look,
havoc there.
Look at this. Now we've got English lessons,
right.
too. This show is valuable.
Right. There's no telling what you can just
mean.
Squeeze out
nothing.
Of the juices of this
valuable
morsel of listening art.
Mm. Wow.
I think we better stop while we're ahead. Next week, we promise. We promise. We'll have
bigger than better than ever.
Wow.
Something. More similar to newsworthy information.
You know, I got some news next week. Mm. I think next week I can give the news, hopefully, that I am under 400 pounds.
Ooh.
And that's big because...
Well, that's big.
That's big.
Should leave it there.
We'll see if that news happens.
That's right. Well, listen. We are still waiting for people that disagree with us. So far, we've only had people that agree with us.
Actually, I think what they should do is visit iRescueRadio.com and try to identify. Oh, we can't. Paul,
it says it. It's got our names
why?
Right on it.
Why does it do that?
See, you can't identify us because you're already identifiable.
Just post baby pictures then and
ooh.
See.
Our baby pictures.
Good
I don't
call.
Have any baby pictures.
Jody was never a baby. He just was hatched. Big and lovable.
Little foghorn leghorn.
You do too have baby pictures.
I only have one picture and I think I was 3 years old in it.
That's good
we'll
enough.
We'll buy it.
It's there was enough. A house fire when I was young.
Oh, that's right.
And I was the youngest out of six. So by that point, you don't care about taking pictures.
We might be bringing up sad.
Tyler, could you just rub his back?
Just a little bit.
Just reach over there.
Oh.
You know, Jody,
He's got
how many
damaged...
burning houses have you been in?
I don't want to talk about it.
No.
Burning down the house.
Next week on iRescueRadio.com, we'll be covering what to do in case of house fire.
Well, I'm an expert.
No, you're an expert at filing the insurance papers.
Yeah, that's the truth.
That's good info, too.
I wasn't even born. Yes, I was. With a flood. Sorry.
I can attest that Jody is so organized that at three, they were having him file the paperwork.
Absolutely.
I am utterly convinced he knew the regulations.
Yep. That's right. There you go.
The layers of management to go through for quick expedition of the funds.
I think so.
I misspoke a little bit. See, the house fire actually happened before I was born. It was the flood, I think, that happened when I was...
No, you led us to believe that all...
That's true. Man. I was born in a disaster.
That's right.
You could write blues songs.
I feel Molly Hatcher song coming in. I do play harmonica. I play
mean you should have probably played it now.
Well, maybe,
something
maybe,
quite
maybe
bluesy.
Maybe our engineer can throw a little of my harmonica blues in there.
Maybe he can't. We're not that desperate yet.
All right.
Wait till episode 20.
Jody, yeah, exactly. Jody does play a mean harmonica.
He's mean. Just mean.
I mean.
Spirited.
I've seen him swallow it.
No, in fact, tonight I'm going to a bluegrass jam.
Bluegrass jam.
I am going to a bluegrass jam tonight to play my harmonica amongst many other bluegrass players.
Are you
going to
win a prize?
No, it's not that kind of bluegrass jam.
Okay.
It's a kind where a bunch of people just get together, you know, bring your instruments, and go to it.
Didn't you just win a prize in some music thing?
He won a talent contest.
Yeah, talent contest.
Talent contest.
What did you do?
I was Mr. Belding.
Did you have one of those ribbons go across the
top? I thought they were giving you free coffee because you were friendly. It's because he's Mr. Belding.
I've heard of the Miss Asparagus contest. I've heard of many things.
Oh, well, I wasn't really Mr. Belding. I won the music contest.
I thought you really were Mr. Belding.
No. I was kidding. No, I won the music contest.
You just don't know.
In Belding, in Labor Day, I won the talent contest for the Labor Day in Belding.
I could have told you that.
I got $100 for it.
$100
Yeah, I enjoyed that lunch, Joe.
Yeah.
Nice. Only cost me $50 to enter.
That's
right. How long did it take you to win that?
No, it was a two-day competition.
Was it 2 days? You had to come back for a second day?
Yes, it did.
First day? Well, it's kind of like American Idol. You got to keep getting voted off the island.
Not exactly.
So the other guy got voted off.
And... Oh, man.
But there was, like, all the people that were there, all eight of us first, were...
All eight of us.
I'm joking. Joking. But yeah, no.
You're not joking by far.
But all the people there first got to do their spiel.
Yeah.
And then they had the finalists come back for the second day to find the winner. And I was it.
Well, hurrah, Jody.
Good job.
I just want to know if there's a website we could see your picture.
There is not.
Don't look.
Well,
Mr. Belding.
What a fun time.
Yeah.
As long as we're happy.
We're happy. Are we happy? I got coffee. I'm happy.
Some of us are happy, Dan. So from the studios of iRescue Radio, I'm Roy.
I'm Jody. Jeez,
Lord,
I
God.
Know.
It's not that hard.
God, you know what? He moves over one seat, and it's ruined.
I'm so out of order. Here, do we need cue cards?
Tyler, you just step up here a little bit there, buddy. There you go. Tyler can do it. From the studios of iRescue Radio, I'm Roy.
I'm Tyler.
Now I'm Jody.
I'm Dan with the Badger.
He asked it with a question mark. I'm Jody. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you have anything you would like to contribute to iRescue Radio, you can contact us toll-free at 866-661-5701 or visit our website at iRescueRadio.com. The commentaries in this podcast may not reflect the views of iRescue Radio or any of its sponsors or subsidiaries. iRescue Radio will not be held liable.